Nature poem. The birds insist on pecking the wooded dark. The wooded dark pecks back. It is time to show the universe what you are capable of, says my horoscope, increasingly insistent this month. But what I am capable of is staring at the salt accident on the coffee table and thinking, what sad salt. I admire my horoscope for its conviction. I envy its consistency. Every day there is a future to be aggressively vaguer about. Earlier today, outside the cabin, the sudden deer were a supreme headache of beauty. Don't they know I am trying to be alone and at peace? In theory, I am alone, and really I am hidden, which is a fine temporary substitute for peace, except I still have email, which is how I receive my horoscope, and even here in the wooded dark, I receive yet another email mistaking me for another Chen. I add this to a folder, which also includes emails sent to my address, but addressed to Chang, Chin, Chung. Once, in a Starbucks, the cashier was convinced I was Chad. Once, in a Starbucks, the cashier did not quite finish the N on my Chen, and when my tall mocha was ready, they called out for share. I preferred this by far, but began to think the problem was Starbucks. Why can't you see me? Why can't I stop needing you to see me? For someone who looks like you to look at me, even as the coffee accident is happening to my second favorite shirt. In my wooded dark, I try insisting on a supremely tall, never lonely someone. But every kind of someone needs someone else to insist with. I need, if not the you I have memorized and recited and mistaken for the universe, another you.